the educational system and family life are two very important areas. In the educational field, one has to take care not only of the brain, but also of one's spiritual development. I say spiritual development, not in a religious sense, but simply in the sense of having a good and compassionate heart. If one has a compassionate heart, it automatically brings inner strength and allows for less fear and less doubt. Subsequently, one becomes happier and more open-minded, and thus making more friends in society. When we consider education from the teacher's point of view, it is quite clear that teachers must impress upon the minds of students the value and effect of human affection through their conduct and actions. On the other hand, it is important to limit the size of a family through birth control measures. It is essential to have fewer children, only as many as we can properly take care of. Apart from education, one must instill in them the value of human life and affection. The media is another important area. In modern times, the media often spells trouble, but generally it is very useful. In democratic countries particularly, freedom of the press is extremely useful. Freedom of the press enables them to sort out scandals and curb corruption. It is important to put forward a balanced view in the media, to portray both the negative and positive aspects. Very often newspaper reports focus on the negative things, murder, rape, robbery, and so on, and do not carry sufficient coverage of positive issues. There is hardly any news of how many children or how many sick people receive the benefit of human kindness and affection. An overdose of negativity leads the general public to believe that human nature is basically negative, and that idea ultimately leads to a great deal of frustration. One also loses self-confidence. This is both tragic and dangerous. So the media plays an important role, and religious people have their special responsibility in this context. From every angle and through various professions, one must promote the value of the compassionate mind. Although it is not easy, it is the only way toward a better humanity and a happier future.